go out to LA. Come on, you do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Listen to Kendrick and Drake, and you have to, you got to pick a side, boom, boom. And I felt like the nigga that was like disgusted both ways, damn near. You know what I mean? So when you say, did it get out of hand? It's like, creatively, that's not my place to say.
Right.
But I think the out of hand that I think is like, to me, is like disgusting how people try to use that opportunity, either show how they really felt about Drake the whole time.
Right.
Or just like pile on
and
tear this dude down and like create a narrative as if he's not great. So,
man, shut up. Man, we had some crazy stuff that happened back in the day, and I blame some of y'all for letting a lot of this stuff happen. Man, shut up, J. Cole. Have y'all ever thought about this? Like, it was just some stuff, like, I be getting these ideas just from listening to different podcasts and stuff like that, but I gotta know, man, like, why some of the stuff that we did back in the day, you know, like certain inventions. Just as an adult now, I feel like I kind of like, what was niggas thinking? Don't get me wrong. I think there's certain things made for certain times, you know? Maybe it doesn't cross over to the next generation or the next decade or something like that. It doesn't have a long shelf life or anything. But for that moment that it was created, it was phenomenal. Maybe because why did we have waterbeds? Waterbeds was the worst thing ever altogether. It was a cool thing to know that you had one. Like if you hear somebody got a waterbed, it sounds cool, but it's just a thick ass water balloon, and you can't sleep comfortable. Like I don't know who. Everybody that had a waterbed did it just to be dope, just to be cool, just to stand out. But sleeping on that mug, you couldn't jump on it. That shit was stupid. It was dumb. And then if it leaks, oh, you got a problem. As an adult, I wouldn't even know what those problems, I wouldn't even know what that problem actually looked like and how much it costs. Because you got to put a goddamn water hose in that motherfucker to fill it up. But if somebody, it start leaking, wet business. But I question waterbeds, though. I'm not sure who slept on that and was like, oh, man, I got a great sleep off of this. You know what I'm saying? Like, how did the sheets even stay down? Stupid. Just in there smelling like a wet tire. Ugh. All right, whatever. The baby cage. Now, this was like early 1900s, okay? But this got to be one of the most crazy, again, for the time. Y'all talking about take care of the goddamn kids. What was y'all thinking, though? These niggas built a cage on the side of the apartment building. And that's where the babies used to crawl and play over there. They was outside, technically. That's got to be one of the craziest inventions, and niggas signed off on this. Y'all was putting y'all babies was on the side of the building. Y'all babies was on the side of the building, crawling around. Like, were there any accidents? I didn't even look that up, but you had to have crazy screws back then. Unless they was creative enough to say, which I know they wouldn't do, but it's not built into the infrastructure of the apartment. You know what I'm saying? Like to where it can't fall off. No, you probably had to bolt those into the damn wall, bricks or whatever. And what if that motherfucker is loose? Like, how you even risk knowing that you need maintenance on it? Or did they come by every so often to just check on it and see if it's still firmly bolted into the damn wall on the side of the building, 8 stories high, and the baby's walking around? hell is going on with y'all? A baby cage? A baby cage. And it was called, this the name that they sold it to y'all, health cage. They call it the health cage. We got a problem. We've always had a problem. The station wagon. Now, I know what you're thinking, like, Bailey, you tripping. Station wagon, that was one of the best family vehicles. It is. And I like them. But you want to know which one that didn't make any sense? Oh, them Chryslers. In the year of 1950, was it 1957? When they started this shit? And they had them in the 90s, too. You niggas got the third row facing oncoming traffic. I mean, well, technically, that's not oncoming, is it? You facing the traffic behind you. Who thought this out? Who thought this out? Who said it was an idea to put people way in the back so y'all could face traffic, so y'all could look at the driver? On the way to Vegas, you looking at everybody's behind you, especially the nigga that's impatient with whoever's driving the fucking station wagon. Nobody thought to bring to the cutting table, the cutting board, like, nobody said, hey, here's a bad idea, because if we get rear-ended, it could be worse than just a fender bender. Did anybody think about that part? Or no? Because for something that started, you know, around the 1950s, sure enough made it to the 90s. What was y'all thinking? Why we did that? Now, here's the thing. Have I done a lot of crazy shit as a kid? Yes. I once, with another kid or two, was in the back of a Nissan pickup truck, laying down flat, because it wasn't enough room to fit all those kids right there. And somebody needed to go make a run and couldn't leave the kids at home. So all the kids was like, hey, can we ride in the back? No seatbelt. And we had to, lay flat on our back, looking at the sky. Was it fun? Yes. Was it stupid? Absolutely. Was it dangerous? Of course. But you niggas are not about to, you're not about to look down on me. And you was having niggas facing traffic. They were facing traffic. Okay, you know how many times? This is what they have to run the test. These niggas' anxiety and panic attacks gotta be at an all-time high, record-breaking, Hall of Fame. Why? You know how many times a nigga has to see somebody slam on their brakes? Y'all niggas are the co-parenting of a raw egg in school. Now, you want to talk about some stupid shit. And look, don't get me wrong, I get it. I read on Reddit that in different places, different schools, come on, everybody's not going to do it the same way. Like, there's places that have hurricane drills. We don't have hurricane drills. What we have, earthquake and fire drill, fire and earthquake. You know what I mean? We don't have that shit that they got in the Midwest and the South and stuff like that back east. Nah, they just gotta have earthquakes every now and then and fires all the time. You know what I mean? But when I found out that niggas was, you know, niggas had a carrying around a bag of flour as a baby. And then you upgraded to the actual, they went to the dolls that cry and you had to take care of the baby. You were teaching these kids how to be parents in high school by saying, hey, make sure you take care of this. I know what you were trying to do. I know you were trying to instill some nurturing, responsibility, caring for something other than yourself. Don't waste no eggs. Don't waste no eggs. That's just stupid. Let them, Yo, it might be too late, but let that shit go to the college. Crystal Pepsi. What are we talking about? Crystal Pepsi. Somebody sat there and said, you know what would be dope? Let's make it clear. We keep the same name. And it's going to taste slightly different. Or not like it at all. Crystal Pepsi? This is when I'm doing too much. Was really a thing. I'm just doing too much. Like, I'm acting up. I want to do this. I've gotten everybody attention. Look at me. I'm about to do this. And did you know it started way before then? They got some shit called Pepsi AM, where this was supposed to replace the beverage in the morning for people who was trying to get away from coffee. So as an alternative, you would drink Pepsi AM that had 50 more times the caffeine in order for you to stay off the coffee. Pepsi AM, y'all are sick for that. Now, if you want to do a shitter matchup, Pepsi AM versus Crystal Pepsi, these niggas made Crystal Pepsi. Do you know how that sounds illegal to me and stupid? Crystal Pepsi? It sounds like a drug that should be related to Molly and fentanyl. Crystal Pepsi. That shit sounds crazy. That shit sounds like whoever's selling that, RoboCop is coming to get you. You're the bad guy. You're going to lose because RoboCop is on his way. Murphy. That's what they call a nigga when he took his helmet off. His name was Murphy. And they lit that nigga up. Man, and it's not funny. It's not funny. Crystal Pepsi is not funny. Crystal Pepsi, Pepsi AM. I'm about to get out of here with this last one. Although, I had a few of them. Don't know why. Well, I do know half the reason why I had them. It's because they usually came in like party bags at a birthday party. But as far as like the official one, I'm not sure if I ever really had one like personally. But I do remember playing with one, pause. And it was the Click Clackers. Y'all remember Click Clackers? Click Clackers ain't nothing but one of the, it's in the same family as the meditation balls. Pause. You know, little knickknacks. Whatever they call it, I can't think of it right now. I feel like y'all know what I'm talking about, but there's little gits and gadgets that, you know, a nigga with ADHD will have. You know, I think Click Clack was in that family. I think that was like the ODB, Joe Black, like, Click Clackers was that part of it, you know, the cousin, that cousin. You know what I mean? And it was stupid, because if you have sensitive hearing, all you hear is clack, 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 clack. Nigga used a Click Clack, and that was they got away with a lot of stupid ass toys back then. But Click Clack, the Click Clackers gotta hold the title for that shit. Click Clackers, my God, how stupid were we? I mean, Pogs. I've seen somewhere that they trying to say Pogs was one of the worst inventions in the '90s. Pogs was the shit, bro. That was because it was a collector's thing. Slammers and certain Pogs, like, that was a thing. They needed to bring that back. That was a classic game right there. You know what I'm saying? Very competitive, but anytime you tie it in with it to being like a collector's item, when you collect certain Slammers and Pogs, and niggas used to go 1v1. Niggas used to 1v1 for Pogs and Slammers. I like that. I like that era. So no, I gotta disagree with niggas as far as that being one of the dumbest inventions, but Click Clackers, my Lord. What are we going through? Why did we did that one? Why did we did that one? It's crazy.